Now to that dire warning to the federal government about its health policies. The CEO of Australia's Public Health Association says Australians will die as a result of measures in the federal budget. In the latest edition of the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health, Michael Moore takes issue with the money the federal government is stripping from health, and in particular from preventative measures, as David Mark reports.
The CEO of the Public Health Association, Michael Moore, is pulling no punches. In his editorial, he takes aim at the government's plans to introduce a $7 GP co-payment and a reduction in funding for public health and prevention.
The reason we're calling it a killer budget is because as soon as you look at the long-term impact, you realise that people are going to die. The reason people are going to die is because this budget moves away from spending money on prevention. And it's prevention that for many, many years has been the factor that saves people's lives.
You say people are going to die because of the budget. You've got a background in population health. Have you done any work to try and quantify that claim?
It's very difficult to quantify. What we know is that lives are saved, but where you can see it in a really clear way is with regard to obesity. So we do know that unless we actually take some action on obesity, unless we actually take some population health interventions, then there will be an increase in the number of people who are dying. It's really clear.
The man who commissioned the editorial and two others, both critical of the budget, is Professor John Lowe, the editor-in-chief of the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health. He's also the head of the School of Health and Sports Sciences at the University of the Sunshine Coast.
Well, the journal is a credible scientific-based journal that deals with evidence. And there is clear evidence that the proposed budget will have effect on the health of Australians. And I think it's an appropriate place to look at the scientific evidence.
What is the evidence?
Well, the evidence is that with, as Michael Moore points out, is that what we've got is a clear indication that we're moving away from promoting health to treating more disease. And we know from numerous areas that the investment in prevention pays off dividends.
Okay, you talk about evidence. Michael Moore calls this budget a killer budget, and he says quite specifically because people will die because of some of the measures included in the budget. But when I asked him to point to the evidence, he couldn't directly. Can you directly point to evidence about adverse health effects, mortality rates, and so on because of the effects in this budget?
We can look at the evidence within journals that look at when we reduce types of services and provisions that, yes, people get sicker and they do die. So is the evidence direct? That's an arguable issue. Is there evidence within studies that show what happens when this does? The answer is yes.
Professor Sharon Friel from the Menzies Centre for Health Policy at the ANU wrote another of the editorials.
A government is supposed to be concerned about the welfare, the well-being of all of the people within society. I'm asking the question, what sort of society do we want to live in? If we want to live in a society that supports people, that nurtures people, that allows them to flourish, then we need good social education, health policy that supports everybody within society, and I don't think we're on that pathway at the moment.
Professor Simon Eckerman from the Australian Health Services Research Institute at the University of Wollongong states,
if the health sector is required to do some heavy lifting to reduce public sector debt or raise funds for medical research, then the proposed measures fail miserably by failing to account for impacts on other parts of the health system and public services more widely.
With an edition containing three strongly written editorials, does the journal's editor, Professor John Lowe, expect a backlash?
Should there be backlash? No. Will there be? I will be interested to see. I think the fact that you've now even raised the issue, that's good, because I think that an informed community is a good thing. And these arguments need to be tabled. And if there is counter-evidence, then let it come out.
The Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health is published today.
David Mark. And The World Today did contact the Minister for Health, Peter Dutton, but his office has not yet returned our calls.